Hi, I'm WTOP Entertainment Editor Jason Fraley, and we're here with
Craig Wallace.
Who plays?
Ebenezer Scrooge.
And?
Rayanne Gonzalez, and I play Ghost of Christmas Present.
Awesome. Well, we're happy to have you guys here in the present, although I guess we're taping this for the radio yet to come. So, but thank you so much for coming in. Again, it's a Christmas Absolutely. Carol, the annual tradition at Ford's Theater, running now through December 30th. What year are we in now, Craig? Because you took over the role from Ed Giro, what, like 3 years ago?
I'm in year three.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Where are we in year three? I remember the first year, we talked to you the first year. Last year you said now it feels like it's more your own. What about year three?
I definitely feel it's my own now. I feel like I'm the captain of the ship. I'm having a great, great time.
It's a really great ship to be captain of, too.
Indeed. Indeed.
Remind us the premise, the general story here. I mean, we all know it. It's awesome. We all come every year. Charles Dickens, genius. But give us a little plot summary so I have a soundbite.
Ebenezer Scrooge is a man that's bereft of compassion. He's not really in the Christmas spirit or any kind of spirit. And as a result, he's visited by his old partner, Jacob Marley, who says to him, listen, you're headed for a bad way, but I'm going to give you an opportunity to change your ways. You're going to be visited by three spirits, and they're going to take you through the past, the present, and the future. And when you see all that, you have a choice. You can stay the way you are, or you can change your ways. And I think by the end of the play, he certainly realizes that it's better to reach out to people. It's better to have compassion. Yeah. It's better to give than to receive. And that other people is what makes the world go round.
Absolutely. And as you, as Christmas Present, I guess you're the one. You're the one with ignorant and want, right? You're
That's
the one
correct.
With the little kids under the robe. Okay, is this your first time playing the role?
This is actually my second year with the production.
Okay, both in the same role?
Yes. Okay. Yes, indeed.
Tell me about the three spirits and Jacob Marley. Who all's playing them, and what makes them a delight to work alongside?
Yes, Stephen Schmidt is our Jacob Marley, who is new to the role this year, having been our Ghost of Christmas Past and our clock vendor. Mm-hmm. He has taken on this role with a sense of earnestness and a robust energy to truly try to convince and warn Scrooge of what is to come should he make the choice that will certainly not serve him well, because he's already suffering it. Yeah. He's spending all of eternity having to pay for that price. Yep. And our Ghost of Christmas Past is Justine Icy Morrell, also her second year in the role. So we're class of 2017.
And reunion.
Yes, exactly. She is a delight in the role. There is she's almost like a sprite of sorts.
Perfect for that role.
Yeah, oh, for sure, for sure. And she is what she is showing Scrooge is, well, these events that happened before actually sort of lay the groundwork to who you are. Mm-hmm. And so having an insight into that might jog your memory that, oh, okay, actually I haven't always been this way. Right. There was something that I was moved by, but something else closed me off.
There was an innocent side before that.
There
or a more
was
giving
indeed.
Side, a Fezziwig side, and then happy with the life he'd chosen.
Exactly.
Kind of
yep. Yep, certainly.
And then we
certainly
keep on going into your role. And then
yes. And then Christmas Present shows up. And I'd like to think of her as literally having just gotten here, but certainly enjoying the party as she lives her life, as the ghost lives her life. And I am reacting in real time with Scrooge. I'm aware that these things that he's seeing are people that he has been unkind to and uncharitable to, and yet they find some way, even if he's not there, that they are charitable toward him. Mm-hmm. And he's now actually witnessing that.
Right.
She opens his eyes, too, because it's not like he hasn't seen people walk through the marketplace before.
This is true.
But he's been closed down to the energy that they have. He says, it's a cold and gloomy day. why is everyone so full of humor?
Yes.
It's a true question. But now she's saying, this is why. Take a look. Mm-hmm. Actually look. When she brings him to the Cratchit's house, he says, she says, you should know this place. This is why. It's a poor place. Why would I know this place?
Yeah.
And then he discovers that it's Bob Cratchit's house. And the love that exists in that house is something that he's impervious to.
Right.
Yeah.
And so she actually puts a mirror up to it, which is fantastic.
Yes.
Yeah. And then who's the future? Christmas yet to come?
Yes. So,
although they don't really have much speaking, it's just pointing and stuff, right?
Yes, exactly. And a
very
bit
Grim
of and a bit of theater magic.
Oh.
In that. Ooh, and okay. And that's showing Scrooge, well, so say that you're gone.
Right.
This is how people are going to talk about you, because this is the way that this is as a result of the way that you treated them. Mm-hmm. It's bleak, it's grim, and there are actually people glad that you're not around anymore. So
that,
if you'd like to change
that
ending.
Really the obit you want. Right. You know what I mean?
What's interesting about the future is that he doesn't know that it's him until the end of it. So really,
it's terrifying.
It's, let me show you. Look
you
at this
do
guy.
Say
There's
that.
A guy.
Yes.
He,
yeah.
Can,
oh.
So he sort of can objectively
and
form
Scrooge,
an opinion on
yeah,
this
Scrooge
guy.
Says,
yeah.
Oh, I see. That guy could be like me.
Yeah.
Oh,
yes,
wow.
That's right.
Oh, this place is terrible. Oh, you want me to look at that corpse? Oh, no. No, I can't do that. And then, you know, he says, let me behold what I shall be in days to come. And there's a crypt. And he says, well, before I look at this crypt, is there a chance for me to change my ways? I mean, right. Tell me that that's not me. And then he sees that it is indeed him. And yeah. Then when he realizes that, he says, oh, no, I don't.
Yeah.
I don't want to go that way.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then that is that sort of dark night of the soul. And then talk about how fun it is for you to play that upswing, because that's one of my favorite things, especially the Alistair Sim one, when he's like starts laughing and he's like, you know, Bob Cratchit comes in and you before you adopt another eye, Bob Cratchit, and he starts laughing. But anyway, I'm sidetracking. How much fun is it to play that joyous, almost George Bailey, you know, Ebenezer Scrooge? Oh my God, I appreciate it now.
It's fantastic. I mean, when you get to that point at the end of Future, and there's a gravestone with your name on it, and you collapse in a heap of tears, and you wake up, and you're still alive. It's a second chance.
Oh, gosh, absolutely.
It's absolutely a second chance.
Yes.
And he revels in it.
Yeah.
Which is so great that typically Scrooge is like 100 years old. It doesn't always have to be that way, but typically. And I love that I'm playing Scrooge in my 50s, because that means that there's a chance for me to live another 30 years.
Oh, indeed. And to experience,
and to
that,
experience
that renewal.
That renewal. Mm-hmm.
It's not someone having that resurrection in the twilight of their life. It's
exactly.
Like, you know, you got half your life left kind of a thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's so awesome. And do you hope that, you know, audience members, that they come in, maybe if they're feeling that way a little bit, or even if they're, you know, maybe not in the holiday spirit at all. Like, do you think, is that your hope, that you'll then send them out of the theater with that same sort of renewal feeling that Scrooge has?
Oh, certainly. And the experience of our collecting for local charities every year, we are out in the lobby collecting donations and actually get to experience that on a very personal level, as people are feeling like, yes, we've kicked off the holiday season. Yes, yes, it's Christmas time now. And because, one, it's a tradition for them to always come every year with their families, or that somehow, yes, they are moved to make a gift. Mm-hmm. And that's certainly because of how the story has moved them. Mm-hmm. And I've been particularly touched by kids that come with their school. So, you know, it's a field trip, but they are breaking out their wallets and whatever change they might have are making a donation. And it's incredibly moving. I did find myself moved to tears yesterday.
Aww.
Just literally standing in the lobby as people were leaving and being so generous, but clearly lifted by the story.
That's fantastic. Who are the charities again this year?
We are collecting for the Homeless Children's Playtime Project, which is a local organization here in D.C. That through the homeless shelters in D.C., their presence is to offer a chance for a kid to be a kid and just have time to play. for families that are experiencing homelessness. Mm-hmm. And for children, that experience can be so bleak and be literally confined to the room that they're in.
Right.
And the Homeless Children's Playtime Project offers a chance to just explore and be imaginative. And they actually also access services that are helpful to these families to then hopefully break out of that situation, find a permanent place to live, and hopefully a place to play of their own.
That's awesome. It's great work you guys do, but it's also a lot of fun, and it's an annual tradition. And I mean, I've been multiple times, but if any of our listeners haven't been, remind them that the thing that makes it slightly different is we get a little, there's a little bit of a sing-along in this one too, right? The Fords has adopted it, and there's a little bit of music in this.
Yes,
remind
you will
us what
find
songs we hear.
Yes, your classic Christmas carols are in there. Good King Wenceslas, God Rest You Merry Gentlemen. Let's see, what else? What Child Is This? Mm-hmm. And we wish you a Merry Christmas.
That's how we send it off.
Absolutely.
Right? It's a perfect time for the holiday season.
Yes.
So just sort of in closing, you know, if they've been listening to this, why should they come on out here? Let's say they've seen it a bunch and they're like, maybe I might do something else. No, why do they have to come every year?
Because it's beautiful, it's fast, it's funny, it's fun, and in the climate that we're in, it's a great reminder that you know, it's about compassion. It's about reaching out. It's about giving. It's about other people.
Yeah.
You know, I often think about, Scrooge says, besides, it's not my business. It's enough for a man to understand his own business and not to interfere with other people's.
Mm-hmm.
And like, that's a mindset that's prevalent these days. You know, that like, you take care of your own stuff, mm-hmm. and you don't worry about anybody else.
Yep.
And it's just a great reminder that You can take care of your own business, but yeah. you can also open up and reach out and help somebody else. That's why the story has endured for, is this 175 years of this tale? So
yeah.
And yes, like I said, it's fast, it's funny, it's yeah. joyous.
Yeah.
I the greatest reward, like Rand said, is to come out after the show and everybody's so happy.
Truly.
They're so glad that they spent 2 hours with us, not just the children who it might be new for, but the adults.
Yeah,
that they're like, wow, you know, I used to come as a kid, and now yeah. I'm bringing my children, and it's a great way to spend the Christmas season.
Agreed.
It's such a great reminder, because there's so many people, both that we know in our own lives and in the highest of places, that are all me nowadays. Mm-hmm. The culture we're in, it's so much look out for your own, but the idea of compassion and looking out for your fellow man. I think we need it now more than ever. So keep telling this story. And then another 175 years, I'm sure they'll still be doing it. Dickens will
Indeed.
Still be saying
Indeed.
So.
Yes, right. I certainly hope so.
We'll be done with the robots.
Yeah, yes. An automated carol.
That clanking will not be Jacob Marley's chains. It's going to actually
yeah, that's
be
right,
the
right,
robots.
Exactly.
Yes. That's great. All right, cool. Well, thanks so much for coming in. And again, guys, it's A Christmas Carol at Ford's Theater now through December 30th. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.